Welcome to God Cares for You, featuring Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries in Gilbert, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches the truth of the Word of God from the original languages of Scripture. Here's Pastor Rory Clark.
Ever wonder why human history exists? The Bible has answers. Human history exists to resolve a prehistoric angelic conflict between the Lord Jesus Christ and his personal bodyguard, Satan. In today's lesson, you'll take a biblical tour of the angelic conflict so you can understand the context of human history. God wants you to have a biblical tour of the angelic conflict. Now, before you listen to the teaching of the Word of God, it's important to make a spiritual shift. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're invited right now to have a private conversation with God the Father, which allows you to shift from the carnal condition, if necessary, into the spiritual condition. By admitting your known sins to God the Father, you'll be filled with the Spirit, you'll be in fellowship with God, and you'll be ready to hear what God the Holy Spirit has to say to you today. You make this spiritual shift by claiming one of God's restoration promises, like 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, which says, if we believers in Christ admit, name, or cite our known sins to God the Father, He is faithful. He always does the same thing. And He's righteous, free from sin Himself, thus completely qualified to forget our known sins and to cleanse us from our unknown sins as well. Let's take a moment to get in spiritual condition. Let us pray. We're grateful, Heavenly Father, for the privilege of hearing the absolute truth, the Word of God. We pray that you open our minds to the truth and that you help the eyes of our souls to see how you designed the truth in this lesson for the transformation of our lives. We ask this through the power of God the Holy Spirit. In Christ's name, amen. Welcome to this God Cares for You broadcast. My name is Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries in Gilbert, Arizona, a ministry designed for serious students of the Word of God. I'm excited to represent the person, the thinking, the work, the reputation, and the essence of the supreme being of the universe, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God, and He cares for you. Today's message, God wants you to have a biblical tour of the angelic conflict. In our last lesson, we introduced the idea that human history was created to resolve a prehistoric angelic conflict between the Lord Jesus Christ and his former bodyguard, Satan. In that lesson, we introduced the context of the angelic conflict. In this lesson, we'll take a brief biblical tour to provide some of the backup for the idea that each of us is participating in an angelic conflict. The Bible indicates that the context of human history is the appeal trial of the angelic conflict. A perfect creator existed before the foundation of the world. By divine decree, the triune Godhead held a conference in which they comprehended simultaneously all things that ever were or that ever will be and set forth the certainty of their fruition. The details of this act and the details of all of divine history are chronicled in the inerrant canon of Scripture, which is also known as the Bible, the Word of God. At the conference, the Godhead set forth the chronology within which creatures would exist. Through a single act of creation, at a single moment in time, the Lord Jesus Christ immediately spoke the universe into existence. The greatest of these creatures became a conspirator who perpetrated a conspiracy that instigated a rebellion against God, causing the fall of all angelic creatures, not just one-third of them, as you may have been taught. Thus began the angelic conflict. This catastrophe of rebellious thought made God render the earth formless and void, resulting in condemnation for all creatures. This act of betrayal and rebellion landed angelic creatures in the courtroom of the Supreme Court of Heaven. The chief justices of the Supreme Court, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who loved angelic creatures beyond measure, offered them reconciliation, a chance to restore a relationship with God by means of their own free will. It was an amnesty program, an unconditional pardon for the offense of rebellion. 2/3 of the angelic creatures accepted the reconciliation offer. 1/3 of the angelic creatures, hereafter referred to as fallen angels, refused the salvation offer of God, continued in rebellion against God, and aligned with Satan, the enemy of God, as their leader. Satan and the reconciliation-rejecting angels were sentenced to the lake of fire for their sin of independence and betrayal in the formal trial of the angelic conflict. Satan and the fallen angels appealed their sentence, though, by assailing God's character. They claimed that the verdict in the formal trial was both unfair and unloving. You've undoubtedly heard this in your time on earth. How can a loving God cast one of his creatures into the lake of fire? Or you've heard, God is not fair. Well, perfect God, in unconditional love toward the reconciliation-rejecting angels, and in absolute impartiality and fairness toward them, with his perfect righteousness in view, accepted their appeal and ordered reconstruction of the formless and void planet Earth by God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moved over the surface of the waters to restore the planet for habitation of a lower creature, Homo sapiens, also known as mankind, who would help in the resolution of the conflict. The salvation of condemned creatures could only be satisfactorily accomplished by a just, righteous, and loving Godhead who sent the Lord Jesus Christ as their physical manifestation to the cross to pay the penalty for creature betrayal and rebellion. The Lord Jesus Christ's perfect and propitiatory sacrifice removed the barrier between the Creator and his creatures and made reconciliation a possibility for all. Thus, every creature has a choice, by means of free will, between Christianity, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or counterfeits to Christianity, like religion and Satan worship, which pervert, distort, and debase the reputation and the essence of God and his plan, leading those who partake in these systems to destruction. With freedom of choice comes the consequences of your choices, whether positive or negative. The right choice, to be on God's team and to learn the truth of his word, is the cause of celebration for all eternity. Now, the verses backing up these ideas. A perfect creator existed before the foundation of the world. John chapter 1, verse 1 says this, "In the beginning was the Word," and the word in Greek is Hologos. It's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. "And the Word," the Lord Jesus Christ, "was with God the Father, and the Word," the Lord Jesus Christ, "was God." Now, according to Psalm 14, verse 1, "The fool has said in his heart," which is the right lobe of the soul, "there is no God." By divine decree, the triune Godhead held a conference in which they comprehended simultaneously all things that ever were or that ever will be and set forth the certainty of their fruition. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us," the Trinity, "make man in our image and according to our likeness." Acts chapter 2, verse 23 says, "The God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God the Father, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men," unbelievers, "and put him to death." The details of this act and the details of all of divine history are chronicled in the inerrant canon of Scripture, which is also known as the Bible, the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable." The term "inspired by God" is the Greek word theopneustos. It means God breathed. All Scripture is God breathed and is profitable. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say, "Know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, of private interpretation. And no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will. But men, carried along by God the Holy Spirit, spoke directly from the exact thinking of the God, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, "Who has known the mind of the Lord so well that he will be qualified to instruct him?" And the answer, of course, is no one. But we believers in Christ have the mind of Christ, the Bible. At the conference, the Godhead set forth the chronology within which creatures would exist. They're called dispensations, periods of time. Administrations is the way it's translated in the New Testament most of the time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, "There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven." Acts chapter 1, verse 7 says it this way, "He, the Lord Jesus Christ, said to them, his apostles, 'It is not for you to know the times or the epochs,'" those are periods of time, "'which God the Father has fixed by his own authority." So there is a finite time period for divine history. Then, through a single act of creation, at a single moment in time, the Lord Jesus Christ immediately spoke the universe into existence. The Hebrew word for this is bara, and that's why we call ourselves Bara Ministries, because he spoke us into existence as well. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, which was not a beginning," that's what the Hebrew says, "the God," Jehovah Elohim, "created the heavens and the earth." Jehovah Elohim is the Lord Jesus Christ in his pre-incarnate state as God the Son. The angelic creatures were present at the creation of the heavens and the earth, a moment described this way in Job chapter 38, verse 7, "When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God," the Beni Ha Elohim in Hebrew, the angelic creatures, "shouted for joy." Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you, the Lord Jesus Christ, created all things, and because of you, because of your will, they existed and were created." In a snap, in a spoken word, the universe was created in a state of perfection. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 says, "The rock," that's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, "his work is perfect." Now, the greatest of God's angelic creatures, Satan, became a conspirator who perpetrated a conspiracy that instigated a rebellion against God, causing the fall of all angelic creatures. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 and 14 say, "You, Satan, said in your heart, the right lobe of your soul, 'I will ascend to the third heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God, the second heaven where angels live. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly in the recesses of the north,' the prediction that he would usurp Adam's kingdom, planet Earth. 'I will ascend above the heights of the clouds,' which means he will take over the function of God. 'I will make myself like the Most High.'" That's the most accurate statement Satan's ever made, because he is a counterfeiter. He can only be like God. He can never be God. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 16 says, "By the abundance of your trade," the Hebrew word rakula, trade is the Hebrew word rakula, the trafficking of slander against someone. "By the abundance of your rakula, you, Satan, were internally filled with violence, and you sinned." Thus began the angelic conflict. This catastrophe of rebellious thought made God render the earth formless and void, the Hebrew words tohu wabohu, resulting in condemnation for all creatures. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2a says, "But the earth became formless and void." See, if you listen to the English translation, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth became formless and void, and the earth was formless and void," it looks like the earth was created formless and void. No, the correct translation of that second verse is, "But the earth became formless and void." So something happened that created that formless and void situation. God in his grace, though, would give his creatures a second chance. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 27 says, "Thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not execute a complete destruction." The act of betrayal and rebellion landed angelic creatures in the courtroom of the Supreme Court of Heaven. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2b says, "And darkness was over the surface of the deep." Angels are creatures of light with free roam of the universe. Yet with darkness covering the earth, they were confined to planet Earth, surrounded by a giant ice pack. A trial was held, and Satan and the reconciliation-rejecting fallen angels were sentenced to the lake of fire. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says, "He, the Lord Jesus Christ, will say to those on his left," Satan and the fallen angels, "Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels." Satan and the fallen angels appealed their sentence by assailing God's character. They claimed that the verdict of God in the formal trial was both unfair and unloving. You've undoubtedly heard this in your time on earth. How can a loving God cast one of his creatures into the lake of fire? Or you've heard, "God is not fair." Perfect God in unconditional love toward the reconciliation-rejecting angels and in absolute impartiality and fairness toward them, with his perfect righteousness in view, accepted their appeal and ordered reconstruction of the formless and void planet Earth by God the Holy Spirit. And that took 7 days. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2c says, "And the Holy Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters." And the next verses in Genesis talk about that restoration. So the salvation of condemned creatures could only be satisfactorily accomplished by a just, righteous, and loving Godhead who sent the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, as their physical manifestation to the cross to pay the penalty for creature betrayal and rebellion. John chapter 19, verse 30 says, "Therefore, when the Lord Jesus Christ had received the sour wine, he said, 'Tetelestai' in the Greek, 'It is finished.' Salvation is finished in the past, with the result that it stands finished forever." 1 John chapter 2, verse 2 says, "And he himself," the Lord Jesus Christ, "is the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation, the perfectly satisfactory payment, the only satisfactory payment to God the Father. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, not for believers only, but for those of the whole world, unbelievers as well. Thus, every creature has a choice by means of free will between Christianity, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, or counterfeits to Christianity, like religion and Satan worship, which pervert, distort, and debase the reputation and the essence of God and his plan. What's your choice? That's what John chapter 3, verse 36 asks. He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will not see eternal life in heaven, but the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a Christian. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. However, there are counterfeits to Christianity. The Apostle Paul warns in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, "For if a false teacher comes and preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached," and that's a first-class condition if in the Greek, if and it's true, "if a false teacher comes and preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached," and they do, "beware of false teachers." Now, with freedom of choice come the consequences of your choices, whether positive or negative. The right choice to be on God's team and to learn the truth of his word is a cause of celebration for all eternity. Here's a song written and sung by Barah Ministries song worship leader June Murphy. It's about the angelic conflict, and it's called "In the Beginning."
which wasn't the beginning, Christ created. He perfectly created the heavens and the earth. To the universe gave birth. The angels sang together. Morning stars shouted for joy. When Christ created, when God the Son created the heavens and the earth, to the universe gave birth. Then the earth became formless and void. The earth became formless and void because Satan rebelled. All angels fell. Justice prevailed. A trial was held. All angels were jailed. Ice and darkness covered the earth. All angels became prisoners. The angels were offered. Yes, all were offered reconciliation, reconciliation. Two-thirds, yes, they did say. One-third said, no way. Then Satan accused, unjustly accused, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gave him life, of being unfair. How can perfection be unfair? Satan questioned the judgment. Christ allowed the appeal. The Spirit restored the earth in 1 week. He sealed the Godhead's reconciliation. He died so none would be lost, gave his life on a cross. All who reject him, those who reject him, choose Satan's end. On self they depend, and for what they conspire? For the lake of fire? Yes, in the beginning, Christ created the heavens and the earth. He offers new.
That's a song written and sung by Barah Ministry song worship leader June Murphy, In the Beginning. Well, some final thoughts. The angelic conflict is a result of the revolt against the authority and the integrity of God led by Satan, the enemy of God, which caused the fall of all angelic creatures. The angelic conflict includes the formal trial of all angelic creatures, in which they are given a finite time period to make a decision for or against the reconciliation offer of the Lord Jesus Christ. Both Satan and at least one-third of the angelic creatures, whom the Bible calls fallen angels, refused the salvation offer. The angelic conflict also includes human history, which is the appeal trial of Satan and the fallen angels. human history is an exact duplication of angelic history. All humans are given a finite time period to make a decision for or against the reconciliation offer of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angelic conflict continues throughout human history until the appeal trial is complete at the end of the Lord Jesus Christ's millennial reign on earth. Well, if you're looking for a place to learn more about the angelic conflict and more about the God who cares for you, please consider Barah Ministries. The notes from this lesson are on our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries in Gilbert, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches face-to-face lessons 3 times a week. For more information, especially on meeting locations, go to the Barah Ministries website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. The God Cares for You radio broadcast can be heard every Friday from 4:30 to 5 p.m. right here on KXXT 1010 on your AM radio dial. You can hear a replay of this lesson anytime this week on FamilyValuesRadio.net. Look under G for God Cares for You and just click to listen. That website again is FamilyValuesRadio.net. Thanks for tuning in.